Today's share in the Dear Shoot Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Vov Omud Beis. And we are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Brura, and Be'ezus Hashem are going to be finishing off Simen Tof Kuf Lamed Vov today. And we begin with Sif Beis. Mechaber writes, Mutu Lisro Kasus Kidei Le'afoso. A person is allowed to comb his horse in order to make it more beautiful. What do we mean by this? So the Mishnah Brura explains in Sifkot and Hey, Dehu b'chlal tzorchei rechiva. This is included in the needs of riding the horse, she'tiru, that the rabbis permitted, as we discussed in yesterday's share, when you're traveling in a permissible way, you're allowed to take care of all the needs of the horse. You can put on shoes, horse shoes, you can go and put on the saddle, etc. So too, beautifying the horse here is considered the need of the rider. When you're going for a need of the moed, or just to take a spatzir, just to take a nice ride on the horse, to have a pleasant cholamite activity, so that is allowed. So therefore, this yafuso, to make the horse nice, is also allowed. And he says, Ayin the Bachta, filu b'masri shemash neiman. You're even allowed to use a comb that's going to definitely pull off some hairs from the horse, which of course on yontif wouldn't be allowed. The yontif also mishum psikresha, because if you're definitely going to pull off, so then it's called a psikresha. Can you cut off the chicken's head and the chicken won't die? So therefore, it is vaday going to happen. So on yontif, you wouldn't be allowed to do this, because this would be an issur of hasharas neiman, of removing the hair. So therefore, cholamite, it's allowed, but cholamite shari, because there is no such iser, even with a psik resha on cholamite. Sifkim, well, the Mechaber writes, Ein marbiin behema b'moy. You're not allowed to go and help animals mate on cholamite. What is this exactly talking about? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Vav, Hainu, it means, Shein ochazin a behema lohavi yola zohar. You can't hold down the female so a male can come on it and mate with the animal. That you're not allowed to do on cholamite. To see on a weekday, you're allowed to do that. Avomachnisin ladir zuchar munikevus. But what you are allowed to do is put the male and female animals in a pen together, biyachad together, v'rovin miatzman, and they'll mate on their own, and that's allowed. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, "Ayin el yirabba shekos of daha also labia who dav could be shar beimos." That which the el yirabba says the mechab is telling us is forbidden to go and mate animals is talking about in general animals. However, avol chamora, a donkey shetova that's in heat, that you're allowed to help the animal mate. Why? The odds, because if you don't help the animal mate on cholamoy, this donkey, im lo yaviyu ole, if you don't bring a male on it, kishimis avol lezocher, when it's in heat and needs to have a mate, titztanein, it will cool off v'seyoker and become sterile. So, and therefore, it would be like a dover ovid. You'll lose this animal's ability to procreate. And therefore, according to the Al Yerabba, mutu l'harbi ole, you would be allowed to go and bring a male on such a donkey in heat, because they have a dover of it. As I pointed out, this would be a financial loss for you. This donkey will never be able to procreate again. However, not everybody agrees with this, the Mishnah Berurah says. The Birke Yosef disagrees. The Chidah of the Birke Yosef, mitzadeh lahachmir gam bazeh. He says, no, even this donkey is not called a dover of it. And you can see this in the Shaarat Zion Osei. Where does the Birke Yosef get this from? So he says, this follows the opinion, achrei d'arif, d'arosh, v'arambam, the three pillars of psak halacha. And as well, the Torah, and the Chofetz Chaim also points out, and also the Rishonim, the Eshkol and Reina Yerucham, Hetiku Bistama, they brought this din down, which the Mechaber wrote over here, that you're not allowed to go and help an animal mate by holding on to the female so the male can come on it. They didn't distinguish between different types of animals, and therefore, Shema Mina. That's where the Chidah got this from, the Birke Yosef got this from, the Sfirle, the Tanakama, Machmi B'chol Gavne, that this is across the board, whether it's a donkey or other animals, and the Chofetz Chaim concludes, V'alochu Kivase. We paskin like the more Machmir opinion here, which seems to be the opinion of most of the poskim amongst the Rishonim. So back to the Mechaber. So he says, you're not allowed to go and help the animals mate. However, avo makizim lo dam, but you are allowed to do a phlebotomy. You're allowed to go and bloodlet from the animals for medicinal purposes. That you're allowed to do. Vein monin mimeno korufua. And in fact, you're allowed to do any refuah for the animals on cholamoid, afilu imyesh ba malacha, even if there is a malacha involved, which the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Ches tells us is a malacha d'oraisa. Even that you're allowed to do for the animal's health, because that would be a dover of it. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Zayin tells us the aim bezet zorech hamoed v'lo dover of it. Why are you not allowed to go and help the animal's mate? Because in this situation, it's not a need for yontif, and it's not a dover of it. The possible exception, like we said, of the chamora that the El Yerabba brought down. But the stam position is that there's no financial loss over here, and it's certainly not a zorech of the moed to have the animal's mate. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out, on a weekday, it's permissible to help the animals mate. And there isn't a problem over here of lack of tznius, of pritzus, of being leading to improper thoughts. If you see the animals mate, the person's not supposed to watch animals mate. This is a common thing that they show on shows like National Geographic and other science shows to show how the animals mate. So a kosher yid doesn't look at that type of mating because it could lead to hirhurim. It can lead to pritzus. However, if your job is animal husbandry, if you're taking care of animals and you have to help them mate, so then it's allowed. The Bavirita Torit, this is the general heter that we have for a male to be a gynecologist, for a male to do a physical exam as a doctor on a woman, because you're involved in your work and you're going to be concentrating on your work and you're not going to be thinking hirhurim that are inappropriate thoughts. Because the Bavirita, in your work, Torit, you're busy with your work. So too, the farmer involved in animal husbandry is allowed to help the animals mate and he will have prurient thoughts. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, "Ein moshivim tarnegolis ala beitzim legadal lefrochem." You're not allowed to go and put a chicken on eggs in order that the eggs should hatch. You can't go and have the chicken sit on these eggs if it wasn't sitting on them beforehand, and assist the chicken or force the chicken to sit on the eggs in order to help the eggs mature and hatch. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Kontes, the ain't no tzorach hamoed, because again, this isn't a tzorach hamoed. If you don't have these eggs hatched, not the end of the world. The lo dav arvit, and it's not a financial loss to you as well. Now, why is it not a financial loss? Because these eggs still can be sold as they are, as we'll see a little bit more in this mechaber. They haven't become roomed because a chicken didn't sit on them. Now, Dirshu foot number 7 brings down, what about you can't bring the chicken to the eggs? Can you bring the egg to the chicken? So you can't go and force the chicken to come inside the coop and sit on the nest and sit on the eggs. But if you bring the eggs outside and the chicken sits on them, is that allowed? So Shelus Shuvas Bris Avram brings down, since there isn't such a great tircha involved over here, mutter, that is permissible to do. Why? To force the chicken to come inside the coop and sit on the eggs, that's already a lot of work. The chicken doesn't want to do that. So you're forcing the chicken to stay there, so that's a lot of work. But to bring the egg outside, and then if the chicken sits on it, no problem, that's a minor amount of work. So this is the din. You can't go and force the chicken to sit on the eggs so that you'll get chicks rather than eggs to eat. But if the chicken started sitting on the eggs before Yontif started, and now Ubarcha, it's rebelling and it's running away, and it's not sitting on the eggs, and now these eggs are going to be a loss, then you can bring the chicken back on such eggs. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkan Yud, from the fact that the Mechaber doesn't qualify this, mashma, it means, even in a situation where the chicken only sat on them, let's say, for 1 day, 2 days, but didn't sit on them for 3 days or more, and therefore, the lo niskalkalu habetzim lagamre. Once a chicken has sat on the eggs, they start to grow inside, and now they no longer can be eaten as a scrambled egg, because you're going to break open the egg and you got little pieces of chicken inside. That's disgusting. So therefore, you might have thought that this only applies, that you're allowed to put the chicken back on the eggs if the chicken has been already sitting on the eggs for a couple of days. And it's a financial loss, because now the egg has started to mature inside, the chicken is starting to grow inside the egg, and if the chicken stops sitting on the egg, it no longer will grow, and the chick will die inside, and you can't use it as a scrambled egg because it's disgusting. So I might have thought that that's the case. Because if it's less than 3 days, you still can sell the egg. Whatever little bit of formation of chicken is inside the egg is not going to be so disgusting that people won't buy it. Okay, maybe you won't get for a dozen eggs $2, so you'll sell it for $1 for a dozen eggs. So afilu hachishari. Nevertheless, even if it hasn't been on the eggs for the full 3 days to ruin the egg from being used as an egg, it's less than 3 days, so it still wouldn't be ruined as an egg. From the fact that the Mechaber doesn't qualify this, afilu hachishari, it still is permissible to go return the chicken to these eggs, even if it sat on them for less than 3 days, because da'al kopanim yesh hefsid muat im lo yachzireno, because you have to sell it for $1 instead of $2 for the dozen eggs, because it's a little bit destroyed inside, because it's a little bit starting to form a chick, and people don't really want to buy those eggs. They'll buy them if it's a low enough price. And therefore, since you lose some money, it's considered a hefsid muat, and therefore it's a dover aved, and you're allowed to return the chicken. Then the Mishnah says, v'ayin in the Rosh, and in the Tor, the muchach midaitam, it's clear from their opinion, the ein lahakub azeh, that you shouldn't be making over here, rak lishitosum demeleches cholamoid humidrabanan. We had at the very beginning a discussion as to whether work on cholamoid is an isidaraisa, and there are heterim for it, or it's an isidarabanan, and the rabbis allowed certain things and didn't allow certain other things. But midaraisa, there is no issa melacha on chol hamoed. So the Rosh and the Torah are telling us that this is only allowed according to the opinion that says that the whole issa here is an issa derabanan. So therefore, heimamru veheimamru, the rabbi said, don't do this, except in this case situation they allowed you to do it. However, abel and nisbar do daraisa, but according to the opinion that it's actually an issa daraisa to do malacha chol hamoed, then ein lahakel, then you don't have the right over here to put the chicken back on it, lahasir, to have the chicken sit on it now, unless rakim yoshua kara leim shlosha yom, because then it's a financial loss. And for an issa daraisa, you're allowed to go for a dover aved, even an issa daraisa, you're allowed to go and do. However, if it's less than 3 days, it's not such a significant financial loss. So this is a deraisa, you can't go and be over. After 3 days, they're no longer edible at all, not even for anybody. Because they started to form inside the little chick. Only after 3 days is it called a real dover ovid, and if you don't put the chicken back. But if it's less than 3 days, and you hold it's an issa deraisa on chol hamoed to do malacha, then you can't go put the chicken back. And therefore, V.M.K., the Mishnah concludes, that which we discussed, this whole discussion, is the Daraisa of the Rabban at the beginning of Simon Tov Kuf Lamed, the common Rishonim saw with the Melechas Chol HaMoed Min HaTorah, that there were many Rishonim that said that it's actually an Issud Min HaTorah to work on Chol HaMoed. So according to those Rishonim, Ein Lahak Yo Bezet, you can't be Mekel over here, Kim Kishesh Lo Hefzid Mikama Beitzim, unless you're going to lose a whole bunch of eggs, and then it becomes significant. Then, because if you add it all up, it's going to be a significant loss, then you'd be allowed to go and bring the chicken back even within 3 days. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, however, Ava Asu Lahoshiv Acheres Afilu Mesa Rishon. He brings that from the Beis Yosef, that you're not allowed to go bring a different chicken onto those eggs, even if the original chicken that you had on it had died. And that original chicken you were allowed to go bring back, as we just said, but you're not allowed to go bring a different chicken on those eggs. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Aleph, Afilu Achar Shloshi Yomim Lishivasa, the Psadi Ligarme. And this is true even if the first chicken had sat on it for more than 3 days, so those eggs are going to be starting to be formed inside. And if you don't have another chicken sit on them, they won't be able to be used as scrambled eggs. That's disgusting to eat them with pieces of chick inside, and they won't mature, so you're going to lose everything. Even then, Afilu Hachi Asa, you can't bring another chicken on those eggs, because even though this is a Dover Aved, and it normally would be allowed, that's only if it's a regular amount of Tircha, a regular amount of work. But this is an excessive amount of work to put a new chicken on those eggs. Ain heter af bedover ovid. Then here, you're not allowed to do this, even though it's a financial loss. And he says, I'll discuss this more in the Bir Alocha, Ain in the Bir Alocha. And if you look in the Bir Alocha, Dibra Maskul Mesa Rishona, he brings down that this source that the Beis Yosef brings down is really the Rambam. And he says, according to the Rambam's Shita, it says in the Mishnah, V'yemesa Moshivin Acheres, when it says that, Lo koi rak ayom yud dalid shekodim pesach, that's only talking about Erev Pesach, and it's not talking about our situation of Chol HaMoed. However, the Chofetz Chaim brings down later in this Bir Halacha, the Taz and the Drisha, they disagree, and they say that the opinion of the Torah is lahakel even on Chol HaMoed, not just on Erev Pesach, and in fact, the Shulta Kiborim brings down that this is the opinion of the Rif, Mutar Lahoshiv Acheres in Mesa, that one could in fact go and put a new chicken on those eggs that have been sat on for 3 days if the first chicken dies, even on Chol HaMoed, not only on Erev Pesach. And then the Chofetz Chaim says, V'chipasti, and I looked, V'motzasi, L'kamim Rishonim, and I found that there are various Rishonim, they Kelo B'zeh B'hedja, not like the Rambam, that are Mekel in this situation. Who are these other Rishonim? Haloim Rabbeinu Chananel, B'sugyan, the Rabbeinu Chananel, Onar Sugyan, the Gemara, V'chen Rokeach, another Rishon, the Maram Chalava, in Iskidushim, another Rishon, and therefore the Chofetz Chaim concludes, and he says, Lafi HaNira, it appears to me that Lo Ra'om HaBeis Yosef HaRamah, why didn't the Beis Yosef and the Ramah quote those other opinions or even allude to them or consider them at all? Because they didn't see them. Because the Lav Hochi Lo Yosos Min Lachmer, because if they had seen those opinions of those Rishonim, they never would have just silently said that you have to be Machmer over here. They wouldn't have just concluded you have to be Machmer, and therefore the Chofetz Chaim says, Al Kain, Nira Dibimokum Hefzid Meruba, if there's going to be a significant financial loss, then Yesh Lismoch Lahokka, then one can bring another chicken on those eggs that had been sat on for more than 3 days by the chicken that died. So again, the Chofetz Chaim here totally takes a different approach than the Mechaber and the Ramah, which is not that common. And he brings down other Rishonim that the Mechaber and the Ramah did not know of. They weren't aware of them. That changes, he says, the psak halacha. Very, very interesting bir halacha. Finally, the Mechaber concludes, and he says over here, "V'ushiyeh lo b'soch shlosh yomim labricha." That which this is allowed, he said, is only if the chicken hasn't been rebellious for more than 3 days. "V'ushiyeh lo b'soch shlosh yomim labricha." As long as the chicken has not stopped sitting for a 3 day period of time. Because if the chicken is within the 3 days that it stopped sitting, then you can A, bring it back relatively easily, and it will be successful in terms of what you want, that the eggs will hatch and mature. Will mature and hatch. But if it's more than 3 days, it will not work. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, it's a kotnyut base. Daz mahani achzor, within 3 days of the chicken rebelling and not sitting on the eggs, you can bring it back and those eggs will hatch. V'gamin torach kokach lazira. And since it's used to sitting on them, it's not so difficult to bring the chicken back. Avol yachar shlosh yomim, but if it's more than 3 days that the chicken has stopped sitting on those eggs, also, then you're not allowed to bring it back. Afilu yafsidu abesim, even though it's going to cause a financial loss because of two reasons. Number one, the eish torach gol b'chazira, because this chicken has gotten used to not sitting on those eggs, and it's going to be much more difficult to bring that chicken back. And number two, even if you do bring it back, v'gam evsho shlo yoel klal achazor, that bringing the chicken back won't work. Shekvar ozel chamimuso mimena, because the eggs are cold already, and therefore the chicken side has probably died, and it won't survive by additional sitting on those eggs to hatch. So therefore, it is not going to be allowed. Dirshu footnote number 9 brings down, v'av shalagabi sofek dover orbit, since this is a maybe yes, maybe no, it's a sofek of a financial loss, and the bir halacha will teach us in the next simon, simon tov kuf lamed zayin, shem matzo yehefsid yesh lahatya, that if it's a pretty much a guarantee that you're going to suffer the financial loss, then even for a suffix that you can correct it, you're allowed to go and correct it. So why over here can't you do this? So that the Tiferes Yisrael brings down Shekan Motsu Yosef Shalotor Lachazor. Because here, there's such an overwhelming likelihood that it will not work. Therefore, over here, even though it's a Vadai financial loss, but it's almost a certainty that it won't work. Therefore, over here, it's Osir. But as we'll learn, Mitzvah Shem and tomorrow Shia, in a situation where it's a regular suffix, will it work or will it not, for a financial loss, you would be allowed to go and do the activity. With this, we conclude Simon Tov Kuf Lamed Vav and today's shir.